Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt the Barbarian.
America, we are always a world at war. The Barbarian is here to tell you what is really going on. War and peace, we will cover it all from coast to coast. We are now in 15 countries. As many of you know, I used to broadcast from the powerful KFNX station, 1100 AM in downtown Phoenix, Arizona, for 5 years. So glad you're here tonight for the start of the show. This is Epic, episode 82. It's our Merry Christmas America radio show special tonight. It's the eve of Christmas. We are perfectly positioned, I think, once again, to capture the American spirit and mind on this show tonight. You will hear from the real people of America, not canned politicians with their canned speeches. You hear from the real people that make the country work. And that is what we are all about. Now, for each patriot that they try to purge throughout the country, they will create three more. Just know that to be true. This game is very real. Now, our government is on a dangerous course of foreign policy under Joe Biden. We will not forget them using us as pawns in their international game. On the eve of Christmas Eve, all throughout the nation, there's trees up and beautiful lights. As I told you before, this is my most famous and favorite time of the year between Thanksgiving and New Year's. Chestnuts roasting over an open fire, parties for hosting, marshmallows toasting. It's fantastic. I love the festivity. I went to the mall earlier today. You see people you haven't seen in years. Everyone's out and about. I love the hustle and the bustle, including the accidents, which are hilarious. People cannot drive during the holidays. Their SUVs are going across medians and concrete ravines, trying to get 10% off this item or that item. I love it all. I love the American spirit. The people are actually acting like it's pre-COVID America. When I went to the mall today, nobody was wearing a mask. I did some shopping at the department store. But no one's wearing a mask, and everyone is feeling great. Everyone's spending money. It's the way America should be. It should be retail. It should be the holidays. Our savior is the reason for the season, of course. But again, part and parcel, it's great to see people out and about. You can't be a monk praying all the time. It's great to see people are ditching the mask. They're getting in their car. They're going out. Restaurants are packed. In Phoenix, Scottsdale, I know most of other parts of the country, there's waiting lines, reservations are sold out. People have been so pent up by this government, by Joe Biden, his promising you a dark winter of death and destruction. People are sick of him, and they're sick of that negativity, and they're sick of COVID, and they're sick of Fauci, and they're sick of the Grinch that stole Christmas. And they want it back in spades, and they're going to get it back. They're celebrating. They're having a good time. People are saying F Biden, F Fauci, and the rest of that cabal. And it's great to see people out and about tonight. It really, really is. Love it. Just love it. Now, the Von Weekend Show is banned from Twitter, and our signal cannot get into the communist nation of New Zealand, as that bitch Ardern keeps blocking out the truth from her cuck nation. Fact. The Great Awakening is more than just seeing the evil that controls this world. It's also about becoming aware of our spiritual essence, reaching beyond the veil. And you are always more powerful than you really know. Well, I believe that 2022 will be another tumultuous year to navigate. I also believe that they have many draconian actions planned. But we have wargamed all of it and more. We do not kneel to tyrants. We will forcibly show them the door one way or another. They continue the charade. And there are many threats against America, many threats against our nation. There is a war against Christmas. There is a war against normalcy in America. The militant leftists are always at war against things that are normal and true and good. While all that's going on, all the Christmas festivities, Vladimir Putin and the Kremlin have said that if Joe Biden meddles and if NATO meddles with the Ukraine, that they will make America into a vast oasis of radioactive ash. They've been saying that repeatedly. But let's not forget that Putin has hypersonic missiles and America has none. Let's not forget that Putin has the Satan II missile. Yes, it's called the Satan II missile. It can reach America. Joe Biden acts as if we are the only nuclear superpower in the world. Well, our founding fathers were very, very dangerous men to be played with. And they beat back the king and queen of Great Britain, not once, but twice. That spirit still found in the American patriot of today. Told a follower of the Von Weehan Show on the internet that he keeps talking about the way he'd like to see America, but I say until that day arrives, you must understand that we live in the Weimar American Republic. The government agenda, it seems, from all sides, if for anyone who's observant, is pure poison to your children and to the nation. On the one hand, you have the militant Democrat Marxists who wouldn't have anything to do with JFK today. And on the other side of the ledger, you've got the rhino cuck Republicans that don't conserve anything. Yet they are very proud to call themselves conservatives. They are very quick to retreat, I have noticed. They are very quick to cede ground, and they do not ever go for the jugular vein. They play too nice in a scrappy playground of the world. Right now, the government says that we, the patriots, are the only controversy in America. We know what is right and what is clearly wrong. Trust me when I say that our technology will not save us from attack or any future invasion, God forbid. Wars are almost always won by the brute force of the soldiers on the ground. Our current military has been compromised and corrupted by several administrations, but most notably Obama and Biden. And Obama did say that he would like to have a third term in office. I believe Biden is his third term. They are using nefarious psychological warfare on the patriots and our military, and they are purging them out now to get more brown and black people, or more minorities, or more gay people, or more people who are anti-American, who fit the bill, who have the right color, the right mental disposition. If you're a fighter, you're gone. And that is why I doubt very seriously that our military right now today could win against a major force. It's not that we don't support them, we do, but let's face it, they've been gutting our military. Trump brought it up a bit, but he did not have enough time. 4 years is not enough time. What Obama did in 8, and what Biden will do in 4 more, it's 12 years against 4. Do the math, simple math. Trump simply did not have enough time. Sometimes God allows us to go through very difficult times, even as a result of the wicked actions of others. Yet whatever we have to endure, no matter how unfair or unjust, we can be sure that God will try and use it for good. Right now, distrusting the corrupt government doesn't necessarily make you a conspiracy theorist. It rather just makes you a history buff. It was the great Benjamin Franklin who said this: make yourself sheep and the wolves will eat you. Love, Ben Franklin. Well, you've reached the Radio Octagon. You have reached the Von Nguyen Show. Tonight we'll talk a little bit about geopolitics and world events. We'll also talk about Christmas in your area of the country. I want to hear what people are doing when you call. I want to hear about your celebration, the mood out there. We're going to take the temperature of the nation. We're going to take your pulse. For we know that the nation is sick. But we are the doctors. We are the surgeons, as I've told you before. And this is our promo tonight.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m.
Now, recently, 3 retired U.S. Army generals warned of an insurrection or even civil war if the results of the 2024 presidential election were not accepted by some in the military. They wrote that they were increasingly concerned about the 2024 election and the, quote, potential for lethal chaos inside our military. The generals highlighted the disturbing number, their words, not mine, of veterans and active duty members of the military that took part in the January 6th attack on the Capitol by Trump supporters. More of a melee than an attack, but it depends on how you look at it. More than 1 in 10 of those charged had a service record. Now, January 6th is going to be beaten up by the leftist press. They will never forget about it because it was a fiasco, a debacle, a Trump rally which got out of control. And to them, it's their Pearl Harbor. If you're a militant Democrat, this is your shining moment that you can beat Trump and the MAGA crowd with a hammer for the rest of your life. They will never, ever let go of the, quote, January 6th attack, where, by the way, the Capitol Police allowed most people inside their rotunda. They did not have to fight their way in. Some people simply wanted to scale the walls, and they saw their friends walk in the front or the side door. Many people were walking around and milling about. In those kinds of crowds, you always have people that want to scale the walls for a good photo op. They want to show their friends that they were, you know, scaling the wall, the U.S. Capitol. To them, it makes for a good Facebook posting. maybe some accolades back in their hometown, yada, yada. You get the idea. Their claim to fame, their 15 minutes of fame, in other words, there were a lot of people that were doing that. Now, these generals, they outline a possible situation, and they say that some service members in the military might pledge loyalty to a, quote, Trumpian loser who refuses to concede defeat and tries to lead a shadow government. Under such a scenario, it is said it is not outlandish to say a military breakdown could lead to civil war, they wrote. The idea of rogue units organizing among themselves to support the, quote, rightful commander-in-chief cannot be dismissed, they said. They also said that there was also work to be done by the military, such as reviewing how to deal with illegal orders and undertaking intelligence work to identify and remove, quote, potential mutineers. That is government code for white soldiers. In my view, the military should also work, they said, to identify how, quote, misinformation spreads in the ranks. Misinformation is code word for alternate opinions that are not in the mainstream news media cycle. The generals also suggested that the Defense Department war game possible post-election scenarios to identify weak spots and put in place safeguards. Again and again, this article goes on to talk about that. Those are obvious Obama generals making those comments. And it became apparent to me that the January 6th event was a false flag operation directed by the D.C. swamp and the U.S. shadow government, probably operated by Barack Obama himself and his Democrat minions and other federal rogue agencies. And we talked about on my show a while back that Obama did purge the military of some 120 senior officers and stabbed the military in the back. So we also have our Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Milley, who was all over the media, who never saw a camera he didn't like, coaching the nation and Congress on white rage in the military. So yes, you can connect the dots. There is pattern recognition, which they also say is racist. But the Joint Chief of Staff, General Milley, got big blowback from talking about white rage. This is what they mean when they say potential mutineers. You see them water down their own language, right? It's a deception campaign orchestrated by left-wing members of the O'Biden administration. Diversity is not our strength, contrary to what they say. Nothing has weakened the U.S. military more versus our enemies or divided the military more than along our racial, ethnic, gender, and political lines. And also now we have new groups of people, because America loves groups. They love to group people together to label you and identify you. We now have the woke group, the equity group, the diversity group. And they also talk about the inclusion of, quote, white rage policies. We have the vaxxed and the unvaxxed, the vaccine mandates of the Biden regime, all of which are destroying military readiness and the unity of the force about which these three Obama generals seem so concerned. Their remarks were reported loud and clear all over the internet. What these generals are proposing to root out and purge, quote, potential mutineers, is reminiscent of Communist Stalin's purge of the Red Army in May through June 1937. That did take place immediately before the mass operations in mighty Russia against the kulaks, other anti-Soviet elements that included nationalists and others. This continued all the way through the autumn of 1938. It was known widely as the Great Red Terror. The purge of the Red Army prior to World War II was a prerequisite for Stalin's wider action against his perceived enemies within the Soviet population by initial subjugation and the politicization of his military structure. Well, that's a mouthful. Folks, this is cult radio like no other. You have reached the Von Wiehan Show in all its glory. Merry Christmas, America! If you want to piss off a liberal Democrat, when you're at the checkout stand, just tell them to have a great Merry Christmas. You'll see the young millennial cashier cringe and look down, and very few say Merry Christmas back. They will tell you that our corporate policy in HR is that we say Happy Holidays. Because God forbid, we don't want to offend those Neanderthals in the alt-left in America who don't celebrate Christmas. God forbid we step on their toes. Well, I say to hell with them. Merry Christmas, America, and Happy Holidays. But get that Merry Christmas in there. If you want to piss off some Democrats, do that all over town, and you'll just have all kinds of entertainment. By the look they give you, by the HR policy guidebook that they'll take out and talk to you about, it's hilarious. It really is. Well, folks, you're in for a good show tonight. If we're lucky, our VIP guest will be Matador from his East Valley bunker. Christmas is upon us. I hope you're all having a wonderful Christmas Eve of the Eve tonight all over America. There's snow in many parts of the country. Get those decorations out. It's never too late. Show some spirit, damn it. Be a real man on your block. Yes, you can be like the Griswolds if you want. Merry Christmas, America. You have reached the Von Wiehan Show. love that song. Well, we're going to have a longer monologue tonight because we're waiting on Matador, but I've got a lot to say as usual. Right now in America, there's been 111 U.S. airline pilots who are dead so far this year that have been vaxxed. Pilots are just dropping from the sky, it seems, like flies after taking that dreaded government vaccine. Joe Biden's done a lot of damage to this country. A lot of our fellow Americans are suffering needlessly under his regime, his so-called administration, which is trying to take away your rights one by one, step by step. Well, I would say this, that if you let them take away your rights because of an emergency, quote unquote, then they will keep creating emergencies until you have no more rights at all. And then they will become only government privileges that you will have to earn. And that is the country that they're desperately trying to get to. Omicron, I told you before, is an anagram of the word moronic, which helps to explain the government's idiotic measures to curb the spread of this so-called new virus. You know, they have a movie out called Idiocracy, and you all should see it. Right now, America is the star actor of that movie, Idiocracy. It's the times that we live in right now. But if this show is too much for you, if this show offends you, turn the dial and go somewhere else. Listen to your Rhino radio talk show hosts who will give you the RNC talking points of the day. They will water down the truth, and they will take no calls, and they will quickly get you off the phone, and they will go to more lukewarm subjects that they just love talking about. So this show is not for everyone. You have many choices on Blog Talk Radio. I encourage all to check around the dial. I only want the true, dedicated, loyal, fervent listeners on my show, the elite of talk radio. We're not trying to be the biggest show. We're really not. We want to be the tip of the spear, the elite fighting force, or the elite thinkers. In radio, there's a lot of shows that are really big. Big, big shows, big sponsors. Some of these guys talk 3 or 4 hours a day nationwide. They get paid millions and millions of dollars. They say some good things once in a while. And they're very popular. And they have big corporate sponsors, deep pockets. And when you listen to them, you will have a good time. You'll be entertained. You'll pick up some things. They'll mirror some of your thoughts, but they never move the ball forward, rarely. But they never go down the rabbit hole. They'll skim it, never go down it. They will never move things forward. It's always more and more the same. And you sense it, don't you? Of course you do. And that's why you tune in to the Von Weekend Show. Because here I don't curry favor or beg politicians to come on my show, you'll notice. Very few have had over the years. We put out some invites, but they do not come on the show. They are afraid of coming into the radio octagon. They do not want to be on the show because they know I will ask them questions. And I will put them on the spot. I will not play nice. Though we will be polite and cordial, of course, and professional always. We will not target them, and we will ask them some pointed questions. What they want is to go on a Rhino talk show and talk about really nothing but hot air. You know, who said this, and who said that, and tit for tat. You know, it's like a ping pong match with a lot of those guys and gals. So they don't want shows like mine, and that's perfectly fine with me. I've had many political organizations over the years ask me, how come you never, to translate, beg us to come on your show? And I go, well, For one thing, I don't beg any politician to come on my show. They want to come on, they have to go through the motions and contact me in the station, and we'll be happy to put them on the show. But they have to go through proper means, and they have a media person. I always tell them the same thing. Have your people contact my people, and we'll go from there. How about those apples? And then it goes off into a black hole, never to be heard from again. But I get a kick out of that because, no, we don't chase after politicians. This show is about real America, what real Americans think, not people who take suitcases full of cash, who are corrupted by the system. They get enough airtime already. They get enough airtime. They're always on CNN or Fox News or your Rhino local talk show. My show is different. We are distinct. We do not need to give them more airtime, more of the same drivel that you've been hearing drip by drip by drip always in the news. And that is why we do what we do. There is a method to my madness, I assure you. So we're not trying to be like your favorite Rhino talk show morning host in any big city. We're not trying to be that guy. That guy has a job to do. That guy's job is to keep the advertisers happy and to keep you entertained long enough so you will hear the ads on the AM station in the morning. That is his job. And many of them do it very well. And they should be congratulated for it. Their job is to keep you tuned in on your drive to work. Do not change that dial. They want you to stay on there long enough. They'll give you just enough red meat so you'll hear the ad. I'm a one-man show. I broadcast from the mountains of Arizona. No one's stepping up to give me millions of dollars or corporate sponsorship, so that could happen in time. But most of those guys want the rhinos, and that's fine because we have bigger fish to fry, more or less. We have bigger axes to build. Well, I would say this during the holidays. Enjoy the times that you're able to spend with your family and friends now, because things are starting to get really crazy and dicey out there in radio land in America. With a K, the official beginning of winter is upon us. Just in time, there is a frightening new COVID variant that is scaring the living hell and daylights out of the American people and politicians all over the planet. Of course, those deeply frightened politicians will respond to this new threat just like they responded to every other chapter of this so-called COVID crisis so far. They're going to spend even more money. They're going to relentlessly promote the injections that the big pharmaceutical companies are pushing. And they're going to impose more absurd, draconian, authoritarian measures on the country. Needless to say, that means that this is going to be a really bad winter for the entire globe, unfortunately. It could all be avoided. But the Biden administration sent people all over the country when it promised just this past week. Biden was on the TV saying there would be a winter of severe illness and death, which I translate, Biden wishes the world death and destruction for all those that have declined to get his government vaccine and booster shots. I'm still talking about booster, booster, booster. That's all you ever hear about are booster shots. Biden said for the unvaccinated, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death for yourselves, your families, and the hospitals you may soon overwhelm. So our message to every American is clear, Biden says. There is action you can take to protect yourself and your family. Wear a mask in public indoor settings, get vaccinated, get your kids vaccinated, and get a booster shot when you're eligible. Translation, if you don't, you will die under Joe Biden. Unbelievable. Well, tell Biden to his face, because China's coronavirus has now killed more than 806,400 Americans, according to the John Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. Now, just a few days ago, on December the 15th, Biden smirked and walked away when a reporter wanted to know why he's not even asked Beijing to do more to be transparent on the origins of COVID-19. Seems that Joe Biden doesn't care about the 806,000 plus Americans who have died. Unbelievable. This so-called president is terrible. Joe Biden does not care about coronavirus or fentanyl deaths. He's allowing a foreign power to murder Americans with no penalty or consequence whatsoever. At the same time, the coronavirus profits for the vaccine, it is said, are laundered by Chinese gangs through China's state banks. It goes on and on and on. Just amazing what's happening out there. China's also building a huge military of what's called slaughter bots, programmed to kill, as experts warn of a robot apocalypse, but they're not banned now. Now, these things, I've seen them on video and Gab and elsewhere. They are very deadly. It's amazing what they can do. They can imitate a dog. They can fly. And they scare people to death. We have a superpower arms race right now, which has been hidden from you, which I will tell you about, to build killer robots. And if they're not checked, this could wipe out humanity as we know it. The doomsday warning comes after a UN conference failed to agree to a ban on these Terminator-style slaughter bots, which are being developed by China, Russia, and the United States. Well, we're so glad you're here tonight. We will talk about a lot of things. It's Christmas across the nation. We've had a lot of people contact the show recently, wishing the show well and bigger and better things in 2022. We thank you all for that. For your cards, letters, phone calls, and postcards. Merry Christmas to all of you. Happy New Year. I believe that 2022 is going to be a wild, wild year. Merry Christmas to all. We're so glad you're here tonight. The show will continue.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all, with those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be scary
ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time.
Now that is my favorite classic Christmas song by Andy Williams. That's just phenomenal. The video is even better. I posted it on Gab. Well, now let's get to our phone. Let's get to the Texas Gunslinger up first in the batter's box. Gunslinger, Merry Christmas. How are you doing tonight, my friend? What's going on?
Yes, Merry Christmas.
Are you there?
To you and everybody. Yes, can you hear me? Hello.
I get fine.
Hello. Oh yeah. Okay.
Gotcha.
I thought BTR was having bugs, as usual.
We gotcha. We gotcha. So what's going on, my friend? Merry Christmas to you. What's happening?
Yeah. Yes. Merry Christmas, definitely. Well, just to show you some proof to how the left is such hypocrites is not even funny. There's this Congress critter woman in Philadelphia. I don't know if you heard about that, or today or yesterday or something like that.
Tell us.
She was robbed at gunpoint. Oh, my goodness. But she was the one that wants to defund the police. She was all voting and everything for defunding the police. But it was today, I think it was day or yesterday, she was robbed in the parking lot at gunpoint and stole everything that she had. Isn't it wonderful how karma comes back and bites you in the butt? Literally.
Sure.
So this is how
absolutely
the left, the hypocrites, they want to defund the police, but when they get in trouble, who's the ones they call? The people with the guns on and the badges. Isn't that crazy?
That's right.
Gee whiz, I mean, what do you think? I mean, what is the mindset? Well, they're liberals, okay? That they suffer from this brain-eating disorder called liberalism, okay? It's very, very, very interesting.
It's funny how that works, isn't it?
It is. It really is funny. I mean, this is the most craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. Of course, I'm not a liberal, thank God. But to go out there and to vote and to defund and all that stuff against the police, and then you get molested and robbed and with armed people, armed robbery, and who's the first one you call? You damn sure ain't Santa Claus, is it? Freaking amazing.
No.
Does this world is
no.
going crazy, let me tell you. You know. Yeah. For the,
it is. Well, tell us. Yeah, tell me.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. No, well, no, you know, you were first. Yeah.
Well, I was going to just real quick. I was going through, got a couple of notes here. You know that the CDC director, she says that her employees are not going to get the jab. Did you hear that one? Let that
really?
One soak in for a minute. The director of the CDC is stating, I've got the video up here on my other tab here, that her employees are not going to get the jab. What does that tell you?
Wow.
I mean, really?
It speaks volumes to me.
Yeah, it does. I mean, here you are, the director, supposed to be the Centers of Disease Control, the biggest and everything, you know, and Dr. Quack, calling Dr. Quack Fossey, okay?
Right.
Their employees are not going to get the jab? What's up the deal? I mean, what's is good for the goose is good for the gander, isn't it? The old saying goes.
Exactly.
So that shows you right there, there's something rotten in Denmark, and I have never been to Denmark, okay, but I can smell it from here. Something very bad. You know what I mean? Yeah.
It's
amazing.
I mean, it's a big government psyop, a lot of this COVID thing. The government never saw a crisis they didn't like. They love these things. They love to play with them and tweak them and have psyop upon layer upon layer upon layer of psyops against the people and the nation. You've got Dr. Fauci, Dr. Death Fauci, who sounds like he's about to die with his raspy voice. Is Dr. Fauci. All you got to do, gunslinger, is you wear 5 masks and you're going to feel great. I'm Dr. Fauci. Thank you, America. And it's okay to have some Christmas with your family. That's how he talks.
Really? Yep.
When I listen to that guy, he's hacking constantly. He has terrible allergies or terrible voice. He makes more money than the president. He's the most dangerous bureaucrat in Washington, D.C. He contradicts himself constantly. One day it's 1 mask, the next week it's 3 masks, now it's 4 masks, now it's 3 boosters, now it's 2 boosters. Make up your frickin' mind, doctor. And we all know it's BS anyway. That's why the American people, I'm glad to see them enjoy the holidays, and they're putting a lot of this political crap on the back burner, and that's what it is. And that's good. That's healthy. You can't live in that world 24/7. Now, I, as your illustrious host, I will delve into it. I will get to the nitty-gritty of things very quickly. I size things up very, very fast. People, places, and things. And I'll tell you what's really the gist of it, what's going on. And what you said is spot on, too. And that's why we have these calls, because we like reports from all over the country. We like having people call in from Florida and Montana and Texas and Missouri and Oklahoma and California and Nevada, New York. We've had them now for about over in 40 states. Love it. And we know they're out there listening. Illinois, Indiana, you name it. We've had a lot of calls from all over the country. And that's who I want to hear from, the real people that make the country work, you know. And so – so what's happened? Are you seeing a lot of festivity out there with the holidays in Texas? What's going on, man?
Yeah, pretty much here in Dallas. It seems like everything is coming back alive, considering what it was, you know, this time last year. Okay. So, mm-hmm. You know, it is, you know, coming back to where it's, you know, close to where it was. People are spending money. Obviously, that's good. That's good for the economy.
Sure.
And people are, I've seen the people, you know, less and less wearing the mask, the, you know, the face diaper and all these good, wonderful things.
Right.
It's total insanity that, you know, these people that can come up with, well, this booster here, you got to get this booster for this booster. And pretty soon you're going to have a booster for this booster. It's the same thing with the medical. Okay. When they give you something mm-hmm. for an ailment or whatever, a drug or whatever, okay, it may pretty much help what you have, but when you look up the side effects of this particular drug, well, this side effect, though, you're going to start growing hair out your toenails. Well, we'll give you this one to counteract that, but then when you look up that one, third down the road, oh, wait a minute, you'll be growing hair out your fingernails now. Oh, we need to give you a drug for that one, too. And then it's just on and on and on. No stopping.
Want to give a pill for everything. Our pharmaceutical industry is beholden, and I think that, you know, Trump has done himself a lot of disservice, though we appreciate his 4 years in office. I don't like everything he did. And lately he's been talking about the vaccine again, which is stupid, which really hurts his base. Mm. He's getting terrible political advice. Terrible, terrible. Trump said that if you balk at taking the government vaccine, you're, quote, playing into their hands. Trump was heckled and booed in Dallas, where you live, or, well, at least north of mm-hmm. you, went there with right. Bill O'Reilly. For his conservative caucus meeting, was booed on stage. And people are starting to get enough of that crap. They're saying, hey, we like you for the economy. You're not a doctor. And Trump or whoever it is, shut the F up about trying to push pills on us or a vaccine or a booster. One, you're not the president anymore. Two, you're not a doctor. Three, you don't have a medical degree. So shut up and don't be bringing up this stuff time and time again. It's just ruining things for him. And then he wonders why, you know, if you dare go against him, it's like, look, I mean, I support people to a certain point, but I'm very, I can see both sides of the coin, so to speak, right? And I just want, Trump could have been so much better. He could have been, that's what we want, a better country and better presidents and better leaders, and that's the gist of our show. We're not, you know, and he could have done so much more. He did a lot, but he could have done a lot better in many instances. He's getting bad advice. He's better than Biden, that's for damn sure. But, yeah, I mean, that's, these things are going on. The political brew in America, it's brewing, folks. It's brewing. It's not been set yet. If Trump wins again, I made a prediction, he would not win re-election. By these vaccine comments, it's not his handling so much of January the 6th. It is the vaccine comments that, to me, is eroding like rust, corroding his base. Many people leaving, you know, his fold, so to speak, or they're stepping out of it, you know, because they're just tired of hearing about it. And anybody that brings it up, if you're a young, budding politician out there in America, and you want to run for office, hell, I should be president myself, but if you're running for office, listen to my show, and I will make you extremely successful. I should have taken my own advice years ago. I decided to take the radio because I thought the radio is far more persuasive, far more influential, far more powerful of a medium than being a congressman or a senator in many, many ways. Power and the nameplate, the boilerplate, in many ways, I'm more powerful than those guys because I reach far more people in more precincts in America than they do. And so over time, our message gets out there, not theirs. We go up, you know, under and over the mainstream media. And, but these guys are just sabotaging themselves, you know. But Gunslinger, man, hey, good talking to you. What are your last thoughts to America on this Christmas Eve of Eves tonight?
Well, you know, you was mentioning something a few minutes ago about those robot things, those, I'm going to call them artificial intelligence.
Well, yes, they're real.
Yes, those. You're damn right they're real, okay? And the reason I know that they're real because I went through 2 years of electronics and computer technology in 84 and 85, okay? That was prehistoric back then, okay? And the stuff that I was looking at and could see just by taking, you know, the two-year degree there, I could see, wait 20, 30 years, and you're going to be regretting this. And guess what? Look around. We already got it. Artificial intelligence is here, but they are damn near close. And that's very, very dangerous.
That's right.
Okay. Very dangerous.
No doubt.
When you have electronic machines that are taking over, basically, okay, I mean, you've seen those from Dyne, I think it was. These robots that can walk around like a freaking dog, they can open up doors.
Yes, I've seen those.
And you've seen those? Yeah. And the ones that can stand up on two legs. The guy goes over there and kicks him, falls down, and gets up by himself.
I know.
If that doesn't
it's scare ominous.
You, what out of you, I don't know what will. That is dangerous.
I agree.
That's data on Star Trek short of that advanced artificial intelligence. Okay. Very, very dangerous.
I agree.
I mean, it is.
Gunslinger, thank you for the call, sir. I appreciate it, man. Have a great night out
Merry
there.
Christmas.
Appreciate you, man.
Yep.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you and yours, Gunslinger, and all of Texas. Appreciate it, man. Let's get Doug's the Destroyer, who's calling in from his stronghold somewhere in Tempe, Arizona. Doug's, how's it going? Are you
Good
there?
Good evening, Von Lars. Listeners, I hope everyone's well. The last of the 2021, wish you and yours, everyone, happy Kwanzaa, Merry Christmas, Hanukkah is over with, but COVID still lives on.
Yes. How is it? Love
it. How is the show tonight? So what is the topic we can discuss for a second here on one of the last of the shows for the Von Lars show this week?
Well, first of all, for the Von Wehen show, we haven't heard from Dags the Destroyer in quite a while. We're so glad you're here tonight, Dags. We're so glad to have you on the show. You used to call in pretty regularly when I was on KFNX 1100 AM here in Phoenix. But the I will backtrack a bit for you. The show, it's our epic episode 82, and the show theme tonight is Merry Christmas, America. With a K for effect. And
I love it.
Basically, Merry Christmas, America. And like mighty Russia, Vladimir Putin. So basically, it's that kind of a show. Hope everyone's got an adult beverage at their place, or at their bunker and their domicile. And we're talking about a little bit about my monologue, and then I brought up a lot of issues. And then also, I want to know how people are doing with the Christmas. Do you have the Christmas spirit? Are people, you know, are they festive around you? What do you see in the store? Any anecdotal little tidbits you could give us and things kind of like that?
You know, I tell you what, Bob.
Okay, floor, man.
I see a lot of nice and great decorations for Christmas, but as far as the overall spirit, I feel like it's down a notch. I just got word that our great state of Florida, Disney Universal Studios and Walt Disney World will be mandating a mask mandate starting December 24th. How about those?
Really?
You thought Florida was free. Well, maybe the mouth isn't. So, again, COVID.
Interesting.
Yes, sir. Look it up on any of your internet browsers. You'll find that information. So it's somber.
They need Governor DeSantis to step in there. He needs to bitch slap that mouse or do something. Jeez.
I think Walt Disney would be very upset about the way that everything's going now. But
I agree.
He was a visionary. You know, he was a really great, very smart guy. His only issue is he smoked like 70 packs of cigarettes a week, so that did kill him eventually. But,
well, it sounds to me like the seven dwarves took over the board of Disney, and Cinderella's been put in jail at the top of the Matterhorn or in the castle.
Yeah,
wow. Has Disney changed? What? Are they communist bought and paid for now like everyone else? Precious, yeah, I think they are.
They are, man, you know. But other than that, you know, I think, you know, that people I was out a bit today in the big city, and there's a lot of hustle and bustle, and people are upset and driving fast and, you know, honking their horns.
Love it.
And
yes.
So that's going on. Everyone's out there Christmas shopping the last
minute,
right?
Tell people to get out of your way. You are 5 minutes late to the department store.
Correct.
Take out that charge card. Keep this fiat currency economy going.
That's right.
Hell
we're
yeah.
printing more money so we can print more money.
That's right. Charge it up.
That's
you
right,
probably
baby.
Never have to pay it back anyway when the whole economy implodes or the dollar crashes.
Any minute now. Biden's handlers right now are like, oh, don't say anything about anything. And they're already talking about the top 10 replacements for Joe Biden. So, a little interesting Christmas end of year.
Oh, my God.
The top 10 are Pete Buttigieg. Guy can't
oh,
even spell
Pete
his name.
Oh, Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah.
You know,
so,
seriously,
yeah,
with that moron, when he was on maternity leave as a gay guy, he came back and said all the roads and bridges in America were racist. When he came down from the mountaintop, that's what he said. I about fell out of my chair. What an idiot. And for a gay guy to be called booty judge, my God. What a name.
I don't even know if anybody can say his name correctly.
Unbelievable name. That's how it's pronounced, Booty Judge. Strange, strange people. I mean, the name fits. I mean, he's a total quack, that idiot.
Right.
We have terrible leaders, just terrible. I laugh at all of them. I poke fun of them because they all suck. And I'll call them out. I would say to their face, you know I would if I could. If they ever put me in front of Congress, I'd have the highest ratings more than Trump.
Well,
you're tuning into this guy.
More listeners than anybody watching CNN right now, I can tell you that much. So.
Oh, for sure. For sure. CNN, the Communist News Network.
Yes, sir.
Why is every announcer on CNN gay? And they're all publicly gay. Anderson Cooper,
yeah.
Stetler, Don Lemon, et cetera.
Don
I mean, this is nothing new, no revelations here. This has been touted in the press for years and years. So, I mean, but I think you have to be gay as a prerequisite to be a CNN announcer. That's got to be on your resume somewhere.
I agree.
You probably have a shrine to Booty Judge in your.
Yeah, Pete Buttigieg. Yeah. Peter Judge.
They have a shrine to Booty Judge in their house or something on the altar of the Democrat Marxist agenda, which is ruining America. It's crazy,
well,
man.
You know.
Americans just.
Biden got on the other day and said, you know, you can spend time with your family at Christmas, but please get
vaccinated. Oh, thank you for that.
And, yeah. So.
Thank
you know,
for
the
permission to do that.
Yeah, the unvaccinated right now are the ones that are causing non-herd immunity, and we're the bad ones. But if you look at the research, that's not true. It's the folks
right.
that are vaccinated that are spreading the virus at an alarming rate. So anyway,
that's
I
right.
want COVID to go away. I want us to have a great Christmas back going into the last couple days here of the year. But I have a funny feeling that COVID will be amongst us for a long, long, long time. That way they can control the American population and we can do what they want us to do. Right. Right?
That is true, man. It's all about power and control. They want that micromanagement control over America.
Right.
That's what they want. You know, and so we were kind of, you know, Matador is in Florida, I found out. But I guess he was going to call us from his East Valley bunker, but now he would call us from his Florida bunker on his satellite phone when he gets away from his family, or family as they call it down to there.
Good.
Would be. We'll see if he calls in. This guy lives on the edge of Maricopa County. Great guy. Known him for years.
Yeah.
I want to hear the Matador field report at some point, but we'll see if he makes it. But, man, so Dags the Destroyer, so glad to hear from you. What else is catching your eye in the news or geopolitics? What are you thinking about, man? What's happening?
I haven't really watched today at all too much. But, like I said, that biggest thing is the mandates, you know. I think the airlines will start really you know, what's another interesting fact, you probably know this and your listeners probably know this, but the actual cabin pressure in an airplane is safer than almost most of the emergency rooms because of the specialized HEPA filtration systems in there where you can, as far as COVID and things, you do not need a mask in an airplane, but yet they make you wear a mask in an airplane. So look that up, listeners, about the cabin pressures being safer than in some of the lockdown emergency rooms on this planet. So put that in your pipe and smoke it.
No doubt, man. You were recently in Tucson. Some of the locals there call it Tucson. I call it Tucson. How's your family doing, man?
They're doing well, man. You know, my folks, 78 and 79, and they're doing very well. They refuse to jab in their body, and they have been perfectly fine. So they're not going to do it. Everyone says, well, you guys are BNH, and this, well, we are not going that route. So my hat's off to them. I did, in fact, ship the virus, but my roommate gave it to me while he fully vaccinated, and I did have it pretty bad here. So COVID is real, but, hey, I am alive, and I went through it. And the other thing I would
you
tell
sound great.
Your listeners, is there's treatments out there. The monoclonal antibodies is probably the one that will help you if you are really, really getting ill and sick with it.
Is that what you use?
They don't tell you about it. You have to really dig in deep. And I was able to actually have a doctor from the Cigna emergency room say, hey, listen, I'm going to write you up something. I want you to go over there and present this to the staff so they can give you this treatment. So it is out there. It's the same treatment that Donald J. Trump took when he was in office. Rejuvenate.
Okay. And so that works for you when you contracted it?
It worked for me because I was going down the path where low oxygen levels, COVID pneumonia, couldn't breathe, coughing continuously throughout the day, and it helped. It pulled me out of it. So I would say that
good,
great treatment, but they didn't want to give it to me, and they didn't want me to find out about it. Interesting.
Well, you sound great, Dex. You sound really, really good,
well,
man. When I talked to you a few weeks back, and you were
good.
A little down. You sound like you got tons of energy, man. That's great. So it worked for you.
Yep, I sure do, man. I'm excited and want 2021 to be over with, and then we will start to show out again in 2022 and see what else arises for that year. My goodness, I'm sure that there's lots for us to come.
Well, we're on the eve
but
of the eve again for New Year's Eve, our next show. And then we have now, I told you, our Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy show is the first Tuesday of every month. That will be January the 4th. And then we have our hard-hitting political show on the 6th. So we have a lot of shows scheduled next couple of weeks.
Good.
And you know about the Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy book that I wrote, of course.
I do. Speaking of that, do your viewers know about the traditional Von Lars, Von Lee Hunt Playboy Mansion party that's held every year?
Yes, exactly. And that's also written about in the book as well. Pretty awesome, man. So
can't wait to do that again.
No a doubt, man. Got to gear up for another one of those. Is do you think in 2022 that we'll see the zombie apocalypse?
Yeah. I think it's coming.
I think it is, too. I mean, on a serious note, I think it is.
Yeah. I think we're going to see a lot of things happen where people push back. So.
Well, I think also the government wants variant after variant after variant, booster,
sure.
Right? So come out with a variant eventually, which is going to make, in my view, half the country or, say, a quarter or a third of it go absolutely nuts. They'll look like they came from a horror show as an extra, right? They'll be a zombie, like in that movie Zombieland, right? And I think it's going to be from COVID is going to start the zombie apocalypse. Could very well. I mean, who knows?
I agree with you, man. I agree with you. And it's funny because we both, you and I, were in the Greek life. And I love how they're naming all these, you know, I'm waiting for the next variant, the Pi Phi variant or the Delta Oops variant or the Pike variant, you know, the Alpha Chi.
Oh, yeah.
Variant. I love it. So all of these sororities can be like, don't use our name. Don't use our name. Yep, it's coming.
Yeah, I was in a fraternity. I was in a couple at Purdue. There's the Kappa Delta Rho. The Omicron virus. They're all over the place. Alpha Kappa, Alpha Kappa Lambda. I mean, they're all over there, and it's interesting, man. Gosh, just crazy world.
What's your prediction of the next Greek variant that they'll that Fauci and all his buffoons will come up with?
You know, with those guys, they're so deranged. They've already skipped over a couple of them.
Right.
On purpose, because the one, well, the one that they were supposed to use was Z. You know,
yes, sir. They was too much like China.
They didn't use that because that was the name of the Chinese president.
Correct.
So there, that is the height of corruption when you fail to use a Greek alphabet that's in order because you're afraid to offend, God forbid, the Chinese communist bastards over there.
You would want to offend the folks that actually brought it to the country, right? No.
People, you know, as you know, I am your Generation X host, but I have a millennial friend named China Chad, as you know. And China Chad worked over in China teaching English for 10 years. And I often get this question, hey, don't you want to go to China and visit it? I go, why? Are you a moron? Don't you know there's a secret war between the United States and China? They don't like foreigners. They don't like Americans. The last 2-3 years when China Chad was in China working near Beijing, they gave him hell. They do lots of things to disrupt your life. They change your apartment. His employer got on his ass constantly. And they do things to make life miserable. You know, but the one thing that China always wanted to do, Dags, was they always wanted to make America look like China. So many Americans are wearing the mask, and they look like little Chinese people now. Little obedient slaves.
Yeah, I know you are absolutely out of touch.
Wearing their little Chinese mask, made in China, by the way.
Right.
Chinese government found a new item to sell to America for billions and billions of dollars. I mean, the mask industry has exploded. Sure. I mean, another Chinese psyop, I hate to say, was a brilliant success. The Ticoms. I mean, we fell right into it. And God forbid if you say anything about the Wuhan lab. How dare you? Oh, my God. It's a sacred cow of China. I've got some other business friends that are over there right now, and they say that country's imploding, slow but sure. And they have a lot of problems over there. I have no desire
to happen. I mean, they're diverting everything with Ukraine right now, and that's not really even an issue, you know? So the big issue is China, but no one's talking about that. One of these days, we're just going to – it's just going to implode. I mean, oh, sorry, we didn't mean to have Chinese to do what they just did just now to you guys. So.
Yeah, right.
Keep everybody in the
exactly.
But the Von Lehunt show must go on.
Yes, for 1,000 years. Dags, thanks so much for calling the show, man. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Have a very Merry Christmas, and call again soon.
I will. Merry Christmas to Dags and Destroyers out. Be good to yourself and others. Bye-bye.
Yes. Thank you, sir. Have a great night, Dags. Appreciate you, man. Well, that was cool. That was a blast from the past. We had Dags and Destroyer on. And you never know who's going to call the Von Weekend Show or what is going to happen.
Well, after a chemical plant fire of a year, listening to all kinds of claims on the presidential campaign trail, it's that wonderful time of year. From the Von Wehunt Show, we're wishing you Merry Christmas.
Ho, 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 ho. I don't recognize this neighborhood.
Oh, open that there. Oh, my man. Damn. Damn.
That was one of our promos back in the day from Wolf Studio Productions. Amazing what's happening. Well, let's go over some more intel here. Vladimir Putin's new Russian destroyer class, his new ship, was supposed to hold Russia's deadly Zircon hypersonic missiles, but the new modern ship went up in flames in St. Petersburg last Friday. It has been largely reported. The cause of the fire is still a very strange and ominous coincidence. Sabotage or divine will, perhaps? Only the shadow knows, right? And you've heard of Klaus Schwab, the Economic Forum dude in Europe. He's the Dr. Evil of our time, and he is no joke. Economist Ernst Wolf believes that a hidden alliance of political and corporate leaders is exploiting the pandemic with the aim of crashing national economies and introducing a global digital currency. So be prepared, patriots. This will be coming hard and fast at you and me like a freight train off the rails. And we must prevail. And get this. It's been the 666th day, that number of the beast, since the original pandemic declaration and Omicron. 666 days have passed between the date of January 30th, 2020, when the World Health Organization declared the COVID-19 pandemic, and November 26th, 2021, this last month, when the Omicron strain was announced. Planned or coincidence, America, you will always decide. Criminals will rule during the chaos of societal collapse, God forbid. Psychological shock would come to the oblivious masses who have never seen raw violence, that kind of chaos, desperation, and anarchy. We always hope that cooler heads prevail. But either way, you need to be prepared for what's out there. And with that, let's go back to the phones. And I believe we have Kakao Kelly on the line. You're on the Von Wien Show. Hello, how are you?
I'm great. How are you tonight?
What is happening? I'm doing great. What's going on out there? Merry Christmas to you.
And Merry Irish Christmas pirate. To you. Yes, thank you. I've just been wrapping gifts tonight, so that's pretty much what I've been doing. But
you've been wrapping presents, nice.
Yeah. Got a kick out of Putin's ship going up in flames. And my theory on that is, well, that's Russian craftsmanship for you. So.
Nice. They were drinking too many vodka shots, and the things went up in flames. Exactly. Love it.
Oh, man. That is just, oh, well, you know.
Can't make that up. The ship was torched. I saw the photographs. Smuggled out of Russia, which came to the studio.
Wow.
This big destroyer is on flames from stem to stern. Unbelievable.
Well, I wouldn't doubt if we had a plant over there that did it. So, you know, somebody.
Real James Bond activity there. That's a real James Bond mission. And get out
that
if you
is.
Can, right? Or die trying.
Well,
wow.
Kamikaze style, anyways.
Literally. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Shaken, not stirred.
Well, I would say that's a close call for us, you know, if they had that type of a ship. But,
I know.
So I would probably have to say it's, you know, there is some divine intervention in that. So
I would say so. I would say so, too. It's definitely part of it. Part of the mix, kind of a combo platter at the buffet,
right.
Like a lot of things, you know, nothing is quite one or the other. It's a combo platter in almost everything you pick up now in the news, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, you know, but
what else
have you been up to the last few weeks here? What else has caught your eye and what are your plans for Christmas?
Well,
on our Christmas special.
Well, I will be celebrating Christmas with Irish Pirates. And
nice.
We will
yes.
go caroling Friday night.
Ooh, and, that's cool.
Yeah, and one of my sons is coming up for that. And then my daughter's coming over this weekend to get open up presents and everything. So it's going to be a real family event here.
Nice. That's awesome. That's a good Christmas tradition. Lots of fun. I like to get some hot chocolate like I did last night and the night before or last week with a few friends. They call it the Arizona sleigh ride. Turn the windows down and put on a coat where it's about 50 degrees outside. It's the sleigh ride. Drive around with the Christmas music on. And look at the lights. I love the light shows. Let there be light is my motto. So it's really cool to see the light.
Does that chocolate have rum in it, by the way?
Well, of course. Of course, I'd have it no other way. But, of course, if I'm pulled over, it's just hot chocolate, officer. I'm from the Von Wien show. I'm on a mission from God. It's okay. Wink, wink. You know? And,
absolutely.
Drive around. Now, the thing that I've noticed is, last year it was really dark out there. And this year is a little bit better, but I'm still surprised how many, now some streets, it's like, they're like the Griswolds. Love that. And there's some that are dark. And maybe a little string of lights and no one has any Christmas spirit. Come on, they can't all have somebody who died from COVID. They can't all be in mourning. Come on. I don't know if it's laziness or a combo platter again, but, I mean, come on, people. I mean, it's the holidays. I mean, it doesn't take up that much effort to put out some lights or, because I would love to go door to door with a clipboard and ask them, by the way, why aren't there any lights on your house? What is the deal? I'd love to know. Just is it you forgot? Are you working too many hours? Did your dog die? God forbid. What happened? Why are you in such a sad mood? I mean, look, folks, you only go around once. You might as well have a good time is my motto. Unfortunately, we do get a do-over, Virginia, but we don't know about it. It's called reincarnation. So, I do believe we keep coming back, but in this life, for the most part, enjoy it. And this new stuff is super important, but at the same time, you got to have a good holiday, Have some, have a cup of cheer, as they say, right? With some rum in it.
Yeah, I think, I know, and it's scientifically proven that people who are sequestered for long periods of time, withdraw from society. They have mental health problems after that. They develop, depression, anxiety, paranoia. So, the government's really doing a good job here. So,
That's right.
And with all that depression and anxiety, guess how many prescriptions doctors get to prescribe for certain medications.
Tons. Yep. It's all about big pharma, isn't it? Big pharma is making so much money off COVID. It's unreal. The hospitals, the medical people just love COVID. It's bringing in so much money. Americans are getting pills for everything, pills for anxiety, you're right, pills for your depression, pills for your paranoia, a pill for this, a pill for that.
They don't even need to do that. All you have to do is go out and buy some marijuana. I mean, if they could keep America stoned, they could do anything.
Yeah. And that's why they legalized it. That's why they legalized it. They want America stoned. They want America to engage in recreational cannabis and drugs. And they, they couch it with, it's cool, hip and trendy. California does it, blah, blah, blah. But really it's designed to stone the country. Get everyone stoned and high. So you don't notice, for example, more FEMA camps being built. You don't notice, trains of tanks being put in your in your local train depot. You don't notice things happening in your town or city where you pine from. They don't want you to know any of that. They don't want you to notice troop movements or, you know, strange people moving in or immigrants, God forbid, or anything happening, or UN vehicles that are just starting to show up. Now, we have some of that happening up here in Northern Arizona. I have friends out there in the Outback who tell me they see some UN vehicles there north of Prescott. Kind of strange. Why are UN vehicles north of Prescott? Okay, a lot of weird things happening. But again, if you're stoned and if you're drunk and high, you wouldn't notice it. And that's
right,
why they keep
right.
pushing it. Mm-hmm. Buy cannabis, smoke marijuana, tune out, tune in, drop out. You know, it's kind of like, yeah, that is definitely the psyop there. They don't want you
yeah.
critically thinking about anything. And I said that repeatedly on my show, and Irish Pirate will attest to that since 2015 when I launched it. They don't like critical thinkers in America. Our show is all about observation and critical thinking and analysis, the three things they detest. They want an American society that's stupid, stoned, dumbed down, kind of goofy, you know, happy-go-lucky in a funny way, like a Mickey
mm-hmm.
Mouse way, but really anyone smart. They don't want you organizing. They don't want you prepping. They don't want you getting more knowledge, expanding your knowledge base. They don't want you buying guns or ammo or canning food or knowing how to garden. All those things they don't want you to know. And isn't it funny that whenever I see these government guys in front of Congress, they always say that. They say, well, now you're a domestic terrorist if you garden. They had problems with people going to YouTube watching gardening videos. They did.
Oh, my gosh.
Because they
funny.
Don't want you to know how to grow your own food. They want you relying upon the big state and the big grocery store chains. They don't want mm-hmm. self-reliant Americans anymore, which tells me they're going to do something in the future to our food supply. God forbid they usher in starvation, but they don't want people to know, oh, I can plant corn. I can plant green beans or whatever. I can do that. My grandfather and grandmother were farmers it's in our blood. We can do this.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like
yeah.
kind of that can-do attitude, which is really what America was built on, you know?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, and you can get a lot of great gardening tips for your area if you go through the co-op extension office. It's at the university, like here in Arizona. They have it through, I believe, University of Arizona has a location at ASU and everything. So every state has a co-op extension office at the major university. So all they have to do is Google it for their state.
Oh, very cool.
Fabulous. They give master gardening classes. So
mm-hmm.
State of Arizona actually happens to have a book on master gardening that they use to teach master gardening classes, and you can actually become a master gardener for your area.
Wow. Love that.
Too much info?
So cool. Not only are you a gardener, you're a master gardener.
Oh,
love
absolutely.
That.
I got a thumb like none other.
That's the new master race in America. Just say, I'm into gardening, you know? How dare you? How dare you? Little Greta comes out. How dare you? God. This country's so screwed up. It's amazing.
More modern, you know, like homemakers now, domestic engineers. So what? Gardening would be domestic field prep? I don't know.
Well, to the government, you're a domestic terrorist. If you garden or hunt, you're a domestic terrorist, two of them, because you're being too self-reliant. How dare you? You're supposed to be a powerless pawn in our international game. or we can game you and game the system and subjugate you. They're getting everyone softened up for something big down the road. Think about it. If they can get millions and millions of people to voluntarily, keyword, use the mask. I see people that are in their car alone and they're wearing the mask. It's so stupid. They're in the car alone. There's nobody there. They're in a little isolated chamber. No one's going to give them cooties or bugs, but they're driving around proud like they're on top of the world, and they're all smug wearing their little mask, and they glare at you with their little beady eyes if you're not wearing a mask too. And I just look at them like, you're an moron. You are the problem with America. You are the problem,
well,
not me. You.
I got one better than that.
Mm-hmm.
I was driving down the freeway, and there's this a guy. He had taken the top off his car and everything, so he was driving his convertible. He had his sun hat on, and he had his mask on. And I go, you're already outside. The wind's going to blow anything past you. I mean, jeepers. It was so hilarious. But, I mean, he didn't have the top on. And he had the mask on? I don't get it.
See, they've scared the country half to death, Kelly. And these are grown people that should know better. Now he's indoctrinating his son or his daughter to this stupid ideology and the government agenda. And the government just loves it. They go, oh, this is great. If we can get millions of people to be complete morons in public, the next step is we'll tell them, well, your gun's giving you COVID, so you got to turn in your gun. I guarantee you, if they were to say that tomorrow, the way the country is, thousands of Americans would say, you know, my gun is contaminated. I've got to give it to the government. That'll be next.
Just give me some rubbing alcohol. I'll fix that.
Right. And then they can usher in martial law down to the road and say, well, this is normal. Remember, they want to make the extreme normal. And they want to make the extreme mainstream. So they'll condition people. You know, they have to do it step by step by step. 3 years ago, Americans would have said, F you in your mask. Now Americans are like little Chinese people going, oh, I forgot my mask. I hear them whisper, oh, where's your mask? Put your mask on. We're walking into a store. Like, it's like this real secretive mask cult. They're everyone's whispering, do you have a mask? Do you have a mask? I have my mask. Do you have your mask? I got my mask on too. We're the sane ones. We're the cool people.
And then
people.
You hear, oh, if you don't have a mask, we'll provide one for you.
Oh, yeah. And I make them do it. I make them do it because I love the girl who's the millennial. She takes out these salad bar tongs, and she takes the salad bar tongs. She opens up the box of Chinese-made masks. And then she takes the tongs to take the mask out. They never do it right, so three or four masks come out. And then she hands me the mask with the tongs. And I just love watching this complete orchestration in front of me, so I make them work for it. And then I go, oh, wow, thanks a lot for the free mask made in China. Is that the best you can do? Well, my manager says we have to. Well, tell your manager to go to hell, okay? More Americans need to start talking back to these people. Not you, honey. You got a job, sweetheart. I totally get it. You're just doing your job. But your manager is a complete nut job. And so is your corporate board, by the way. These corporate bastards are out there. And you wonder why you have trouble with sales. Duh. You think? Keep pulling these stunts. People are going to want to come to your restaurant, your bar, your retail operation. No. They'll say, screw you. That's the weird a store that takes the mask out with the salad bar tongs. I'm going to not go there, and I'm going to go somewhere else. It's more sane, you know? It's a bizarro world. It's Idiocracy, but I make them work for it. I will play the game a little bit, and I'll just put the mask in my pocket, get my stuff, and walk out. I don't even put the mask on. Then I'll throw it in the trash as I'm leaving. But these people act like the mask is a face diaper, folks. It cannot protect you. Every doctor
actually what the mask does is it holds in carbon dioxide, and that's a waste product. After you inhale oxygen and everything, you're going to breathe out carbon dioxide. Problem is when you breathe back in, you're going to breathe back in carbon dioxide along with whatever little oxygen is in the mask. Well, the carbon dioxide tells your immune system, stop producing white blood cells. Well, that's what supports your immune system is the white blood cells. They go around your body, and when there's an invader, they attack it. Okay? But by breathing in all this carbon dioxide because you're wearing the mask and everything, you're actually turning off your immune system.
That's
so
right.
It's really retarded.
It's crazy. They are Democrat retards. They are totally.
Yeah. Don't you just
and
love
it's
those
really
people
sad
that
to
when
see
you
them.
Ask a question and they're wearing a mask, all you hear is wah 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 wah.
Yeah. It sounds like that Peanut cartoon, like that teacher. Can you just take the mask off and talk like a normal person? I'm German-Italian. I don't catch anything. My genes are from old world Europe. We have fought thousands of wars in my past lives. I don't catch those stupid little bugs. And I just don't. I don't catch them. And I'll tell you a little secret that the doctor told me. This is a little bit of what works for me. And everyone I know that's ever done it, it's very simple, actually. Very simple. If you like orange juice, which I love orange juice, love it, love it. Even with vodka.
Mm-hmm.
Take lots of orange juice. Vitamin C, pure vitamin C, wards off more disease and more bugs and little things than anything else. Had an MD tell my, we had an MD as a family physician, friend of the family years ago. He said, I shouldn't tell you this, but I'm going to tell you, just drink orange juice. I go through 4 or 5 gallons of orange juice a week. I drink it like water. I'm always chugging it. And I'll tell you, knock on wood, while I'm saying this, I haven't had the flu. I haven't had a cold. I don't get little bugs for years. And I mean that. I hardly ever get indigestion or anything like that. That's one thing that I do. And the other thing you told us is every other day, if you can, if you take another little secret is orange flavored baby aspirin. There's something about the orange flavored, like the bear aspirin. Take it every other day to thin the blood. It's all about circulation, folks. The blood, why do doctors always want to take your blood? The blood is what they need. They always want to analyze the blood. The blood tells them everything they need to know about you. All of your intel is in the blood, the DNA, the antibodies, the good cholesterol. So they always take a blood sample. So you want to protect your blood, the blood of your people, the blood of your body. And it's all about that. And I've been doing that regimen for years, among other things, of course, lots of exercise. Hiking weights, you name it. And of course, picking up my guns from time to time, to do some target practice. I mean, things of that nature, it's all good. Or women. Yes. Yes. I need to pick them up and carry them over the threshold. Yes. Guilty as charged. Or over my shoulder. Caveman style. I'm incorrigible. Yes. Yes.
Yep.
I need more of that, too. That's all good. It's all good for you. Actually, sex burns more calories than anything else. I know guys that pump weights, and they take all these shakes, and they protein shake after protein shake. And I just ask them real simple, That's all good and all, but you're not really impressing me. If you, the women don't really care about that half the time, but if you want to impress yourself, that's great. But my question to you is, I ask those guys, do you have a girlfriend? They'll say no. And I go, you told me you're trying to lose some pounds and get ripped, get a girlfriend. Get busy. That'll really help you, you know. Yeah, it uses every muscle
don't
in the body.
Have a girlfriend because they smell like the gym all the time.
They're always in the gym and they smell like the gym. Exactly. They're always in the gym and I go, you spend more time chasing some skirts. You have a lot more fun, and it's better for your health. It really is. It's the godly design. You know? You'll burn a lot more calories. You'll get a great workout, and you'll make yourself and her happy. Bottom line.
And increase your stamina and your cardio. Hey.
Yeah,
that's all good.
Good for your cardio, your fortitude, your stamina. You'll feel better. You'll think better. And you'll live better. I mean, it's all about, we want a better society, Kelly, and this is how we're going to do it. Well, hey, it's always a pleasure talking to you. What are your final thoughts to Americans at the Christmas time, the eve of the holiday season?
Well, my thoughts are, forget about what's going on in the world. Gather your family and friends together and celebrate life. Because
I like
without
that.
Life, you can't, I mean, people don't have hope anymore. They don't see it. So celebrate life. That's my message.
That's a damn good message. Celebrate life, folks. I really agree. You got to put some of the politics on the back burner once in a while, and you got to enjoy life. And a lot of people are immersed in this stuff a little bit too much. It's not good for your health. Unless, of course, you want to call an Into the Vinyl Weekend show, and then we'll put you on the air with anyone's thoughts about things. But no, I really do agree with that. It really is important. Be with family and friends. Have a cup of cheer. And we'll talk to you again, if not this year, next year, okay?
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Thanks, Kelly. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's always fun to piss off the leftist Democrats by saying Merry Christmas. I was at the department store today, and I said Merry Christmas to the millennial girl, and she went, oh, yeah, my company, they just say happy holidays. But she goes, she was cool. She goes, Merry Christmas to you, too, and happy holidays. Love that response. Very, very cool of her. Well, most people live in the artificial construct of a polite society. They follow the rules, obey authority, and call 911 when they have a problem that needs to be solved by men with guns. They delegate their personal safety and security to the government, then pretend that most people in society are, quote, good people, because their true animalistic nature has been held back by the men and women in blue, the thin blue line, right? Well, the rest of us, people who have seen the dark side of human behavior, know that society is perpetually on the verge of total collapse into anarchy and lawlessness, and that such a plunge would unleash the darkest parts of the reptilian psyche in those who are cornered into desperation and fear. Cops already know this. The LA Police Protective League, the union representing LA cops, has issued an urgent warning to America saying, don't come to L.A. this past week because we cannot protect you. Wow. Amazing. Well, with words like that, let's go to some more calls here. We'll get to some of our regulars here in a moment. We have a new caller on line one. So you're on the Von Wien show. What's your name?
Hello. Is that me?
Yes, it's you.
Yes, hello.
How you doing?
James from New York. How you been?
James.
It's been a while.
How are you doing, man?
Yeah.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. I just have been so discouraged this whole year, and now we have this new Horchel governor, and they,
yes,
you know, I'd love to just put politics aside, but a simple trip to the grocery store, and they're harassing me to wear a mask again, and I'm so done with this. I really am.
Right.
I'm so done with it. It's oppressive, and now there's, I think we talked about this before, like almost a year ago, there's a bill in committee, it's back in committee now with this new governor that's basically the gulag bill. They want to, at the governor's discretion, they want to round people up and throw people into the gulag if the governor deems that person a health risk. So it's in committee. They're going to try to pass it again. They tried this with Cuomo. And finally, some of the counties in the state are getting pissed off. You know, it's, what's it going to take for you know, New Yorkers who've just been beaten down for so long to finally get angry enough to do something? So we'll
right.
see. We'll see what the next couple of months goes. You know, it's, maybe I'll have some good news, because I have some, I always have radical ideas, and I actually spoke for 2 minutes at a town hall, and the county legislators
cool.
liked what I had to say. Should I share a little bit of that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go
ahead, James.
I brought up the idea of what I call passive-aggressive resistance, which is basically what the liberals, what they've been doing to us this whole time is just pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing this boiling frog thing, which is passive aggression. You know, it's like, how far can we push these people until they finally pop? And so we can do the same thing. So the county does not want to enforce the vaccine and mask rules. They, you know, it's hurting the children in the schools, and they're absolutely horrified with it. And so I'm saying, well, why does the county have the power to just simply refuse? Okay, we're just not going to do it in this county. Tell the stores, tell the venues, you know, we're not, you know, you want to do business here, you cannot enforce COVID rules. So they like that idea. It's basically, it pits the county government against the state government.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just knuckling down and following the rules, it would be a matter of, you know, is the county going to say, okay, we've had it? And then the next step is to deputize the people. You know, anyone who wants to be a deputy, they should talk to the sheriff, and they should get a badge and a gun, and now you're a deputy, now you're a law enforcement, and now you've got a county full of basically armed militia, you know. So
right.
It's an idea. I need to expand on it and develop it, but we're getting to that point where there's going to have to be county by county are going to have to basically refuse to obey the state laws. As individual
mm-hmm.
humans, we can't do, we can't resist. We can't do anything. We're powerless. But if a town or a county is on board and they decide that we're going to take the side of our residents, we're not going to follow orders from the state, we're looking at a standoff. But instead of a standoff
mm-hmm.
with like a bunch of rednecks with guns, you know, trying to stand off the feds, it's more like, okay, well, now you're going against a county or even a town.
Right.
With its own judges and its own law enforcement. And, you know, it's a legitimate governing body. So this is the ideas that I'm floating around, and people are starting to listen. So maybe I'll have some good news in a couple of months. But, you know, for
yeah,
right now,
definitely let us know how that goes. I like that
I
because the militia is the new army in America, because they've gutted our military, and they have the militias, the people that are in the gun toting Americans. We are the army. We are the army. We are.
Yeah,
we are the new army.
Yeah. And we've forgotten that. I don't know how it is by you, but New York is just, I am taken aback at how incredibly gullible people are. They listen to they're all walking around
right.
with their masks, and they got their three shots, and
right.
and and they believe everything on the television or what Fauci this or whatever. It's like, I'm like in this Omicron that I'm like, I, and we're talking, you know, there's a woman in my church who's a judge. okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she believes this. This is a judge. It's not a stupid person. It's like, I'm like, Your Honor,
right.
Do you really believe this stuff? You know? And
I know.
And,
I
just have to be sure. I don't want to take a chance. I'm like, don't you get it? And I'm just, a lot of people are done with this, you know, but I mean, I'm in a very
mm-hmm.
blue zone close to New York City, and it does vary from county to county and town to town. Like, you'll go to some of these snooty, rich, liberal white towns, and everybody's following all of the rules. You go to like a Trader Joe's or
right.
Whole Foods, and they're total Karens. But then maybe in the hood, they're kind of lax about it, you know? So, and
right.
also in any place that leans conservative, it's like, you know, they're all in opposition. So, it's just, like I said, just trying to go out and go grocery shopping or just live my ordinary life. I'd love to just give politics a break, but it's like, I can't get away from it.
Well, we can't for long, right? Because politics is becoming more and more ingrained in American life. You are correct. And now I live in Arizona, and I'll be honest with you, as you probably already know this, I know a lot of great people from New York State, right? But New York, you know, it's viewed from out here in the Rocky Mountain states as a foreign country. It's so far, and most Arizonans don't get out of the Southwest too much, you know. They don't travel to New York every weekend or Chicago. So they view the East Coast as this foreign country. And so we hear this crazy news that comes out of the blue states, and they're mainly on the East Coast. They're all lower. Of course, we have our California in our backyard too. But all the crazy blue states come up with this stuff, and we just sit here and listen to it. Now, when I first came to Arizona, it was predominantly a red state in the early 1990s. Now we're purple with a deep red center where I live in the Maricopa County area. But basically, northern Arizona is blue in Flagstaff. Southern Arizona in Tucson is blue. A few patches of red, you know, a few here and there, but mainly it's the Phoenix-Scottsdale area that's the stronghold, right? But we hear this news from before her was Cuomo, right? And I mean, crazy stuff that comes out of that place, you know. But you know, where you live in upstate, it's beautiful. It's gorgeous up there, you know. And the people are different. The people don't understand, and I know this because I've been up there. But people in the city are totally different than the people who live in the suburbs in upstate, right?
Absolutely, but you understand.
Night and day.
It's. Upstate but even so, even the more conservative leaning people in New York are just so beaten down basically New York City has the entire state by the balls, okay? And
right.
Now Virginia is also, it's happened, it's, well, recently they got they had a little bit of a pushback from the right, but basically the northern counties in Virginia are to that state what New York City is. To New York City and Westchester is to the rest of New York State. So there are plenty of people who are, you know, very conservative and pro-2A and all of that upstate, but they're just so used to being disempowered. The will to fight isn't there. I mean, you go in down to you go down to, like, if you go into the deep south, people still have that rebellious spirit. You know, they're not going to take
the
crap. But in New York, it's just, they just kind of like, well, I'm just waiting to retire so I can move. You know, that's kind of the mentality of it.
Yeah.
And it's heartbreaking because I've lived here most of my life and I really did try to fight. And in the last 4 or 5 years, it just knocked the wind out of me, you know. Now, I mean,
yeah.
The only good news is, like I said, the couple of counties up for me, when I got a chance to speak, I mean, the first thing I noticed is that I'm in this room with 200 or 300 people, and nobody had a face diaper on. And it was like,
right.
Thank God, you know, I'm back in among human beings again, you know. And you know that
right,
was only
right.
50 miles north of the city. So there is a possibility that the counties may finally have the balls to actually put their foot down and refuse, as opposed to just trying to, you know, instead of just sending their legislators to Albany to beg, and they're going to lose anyway. And, you know, because this is what I see the Republican Party. I mean, the Republican Party are total wimps. They go
right.
to the Capitol, whether it's the state Capitol or the national Capitol, and, you know, they say that they're standing up for our rights. They know that they're going to lose, but then they can tell their constituents that they're trying, but they don't really give a shit. Okay?
That's
this
right.
Is, and what I'm finally finding is that the towns and the counties are saying, you know, screw the state. We're going to have to start becoming a little more autonomous. So
right.
that's the trend that we need to see, and we could probably end up, you know, if this works, it can definitely work in any county in the union.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Texas is turning liberal very fast. Places like Austin.
They are.
Yeah. Austin used to be
I
like
have friends
a really
in
cool
Dallas.
Place, you know?
Yeah. Well, they're being... And they're being, of course, invaded. And I always tell them these invaders from Central America, Mexico, or from big, big government systems, they don't understand yet the concepts of personal responsibility. Now, their grandparents might have back in the day, but the new crop of the young millennial Mexicans and Central Americans and Hondurans, they're country shopping, and they have figured out that, hey, America's offering the best benefits. That's where we're going to go. We're going to sneak
that.
In, and we're going to apply for benefits. Sure. Why not? And we're going to go Democrat.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the
they're coming
here,
and they're flooding Texas.
Oh, absolutely. But where I'm going with this was that they and also the ones from North Africa and the Middle East, those countries are not sending us their best. You know,
that's
there's
right.
people who live in Mexico, you know, Mexico are very cosmopolitan and, you know, it's a developed country and there are people who are, so the ones that they're sending here are basically they're dumping their trash on us.
That's
okay?
right.
And they come here and get all the free shit. So we're not getting the doctors and the engineers. Okay?
No.
We're getting their deadbeats and they're coming here for the free
right.
shit. So. And,
James, that's exactly how those governments view it. They, when you go down, and I have friends in Mexico and elsewhere, there's some expats that live down there that are Americans, and they will tell me that the government views what they say locally is we're getting rid of our trash. We're getting rid of our garbage. We're going to dump our criminals and our trash on America's shores. We don't want to take care of them. We don't want to feed them. We don't want to give them any money, any tax money. Give them to America.
That's what they're doing in Europe, you know. The same
or let
Europe.
Them take care of that problem. Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we have this culture where we're not allowed to talk about race, and that's the whole of the conversation. But maybe
– Well, that's a whole other conversation, can of worms, right?
Yeah.
We will talk about
you know,
that on my show. Race comes up from time to time, and we will discuss
yeah.
it. We're not going to – hover over it, but we will talk about it for sure.
Until the mainstream, meaning like the when I say okay, the local governments when I can have these conversations with a mayor or a county legislator or executive, and they can take that seriously, then we can finally
mm-hmm.
do something. But until then, it's like they're all scared to even you know mention it.
They are.
So it's. You know,
Americans have no spine anymore. They have no spine, no cojones. They're afraid of their own shadow, and that's where we're at. And that's why the controlled demolition of America keeps going on, because nobody is willing to step up and stop it. And it keeps going. Hey, James,
hey,
we'll talk some more, man. I got to run here,
okay.
man. We're getting kind of short on time. Love your call. Call back again soon, buddy.
Happy Christmas, Happy New Year, and hopefully we'll have some good news in a couple of weeks.
Yes, you too. Merry Christmas to you and yours, and I love the Christmas season. Thank you, James.
Yay. Okay.
Bye. Yay. Folks, that's James from New York. calling. We have calls from all over the country. We'll get to Lincoln next. He's been on hold for a while. We have some more calls that are coming in, of course. And but first, we are in a galaxy far, far away.
Stardate 2476.5. We've been here on the surface of the planet for a couple days now, with awaiting the Starfleet fuel merchants to make it by so that we can update our fuel card and get fuel for the USS Enterprise. Spock has been working on the radio transmitter so that we can receive and understand messages. So far, we have received messages and radio waves that have given us a man called Von Weehunt, who is on the radio. Is that correct, Spock?
That's totally logical, Captain.
Thank you, Spock. Yes, belabor the obvious. It's the Von Weehunt Show. It's on right now. So tune in, as we will be.
Just love that.
I'm offended, man. Did you say Christmas?
I did. I said Christmas. Did that offend you?
I'm offended. I'm offended.
You're deeply offended. Deeply offended.
Deeply offended.
How dare you say Merry Christmas? Yeah, that's the attitude out there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people are like that. How dare you say Merry Christmas to me? I just say it anyway and just smile at him. Just,
I mean, you don't want to say that too, but I mean, you might offend. You were talking about Pete Bootyfag earlier. You don't want to offend him.
Oh yeah. I mean, my God, that guy is a piece of work. I mean, like I said, he goes on maternity leave for several weeks. He comes back. He says all the roads and bridges in America are racist. Mr. Buttigieg, yeah. Another Democrat cabinet officer. Yeah, their whole administration is going down in flames. Unbelievable. But are you getting ready for the Christmas season, man? Are you ready for the big, big holiday?
Oh, yeah. We did our first little small thing tonight. Had a dinner and whatnot. And did a little one tonight. Of course, it's still 2 days before Christmas, but we did a little one tonight. And then, you know, like I guess today after tomorrow, we'll do the, you know, actual Christmas and whatnot. But, yeah, it's this time of year, you know, it's that time of year. Yeah, you got big plans going on for Christmas?
You know, I'm going to do some dinners and whatnot and see some friends and some friends of the show, et cetera, and relax. I've got some vino ready. I'm going to have some, you know, this time of year, I love going in the stores and buying those little kind of a Von Weehunt tradition. I call it the Bavarian tray, right? And I get like some those cuts of cheese and salami and, you know, turkey and ham slices and smoked Gouda cheese, dark chocolate, some grapes, blueberries, you know, some yogurt maybe, some great whole wheat crackers, and that's a whole meal, you know? And just, you know, watch the news a little bit, watch a good movie, relax with the two dogs, and just wait for the phone to ring so I get invited to some cool parties. No, I'm just kidding. You know, just see what's going on out there. And I've got some plans over the weekend and whatnot. So it comes upon us fast, doesn't it? So it's good. I'm glad to see that a lot of people are getting rid of the fear, the Fauci fear that he's tried to instill in everybody, and Joe Biden's trying to put death, destruction, and fear in everyone's mind. People are out and about. They're saying, screw you guys. I see the restaurants packed here in Phoenix, Scottsdale. Standing room only. I love it. I love it. I love it. Yeah, everyone's drinking. They're ordering extra wine. My millennial friend has got a part-time job at Olive Garden, and he and his girlfriend both work over there, and they tell me that people are just, you know, they're ordering wine, they're ordering appetizers, they're getting food to go. I know a guy in retail, he says, man, we've never been busier, which is great. They're spending money, they're actually having some fun, buying some things, getting some presents, having a cup of cheer. The bars are filled up here, lines to get in, which is great. So, yeah, I love it. I love it. I mean, that's what I was hoping what would happen. People will just tell Joe Biden to F off. We're going to do our thing, and we're not going to buy into your fear campaign. If you don't like it, then go to hell. Love it. That's how it should be.
You were talking about the masks earlier. You're talking about the masks earlier. I mean, I think we've talked about this before, but, I mean, surely at this point, like, literally everyone should know by now, if they don't, that those masks are absolutely, literally, anytime you see a person or, a family, like, in a store, especially in a place where no one else is wearing a mask or not many people, I mean, the only thing the mask is it's not even about health, safety. It's literally nothing but virtue signaling. Look at me. I'm a good guy. I play by the system rules. That's all it is.
That's right.
They know the damn mask doesn't do anything. Otherwise, they wouldn't be going getting 18 vaccines if they trusted the masks.
Well, yeah, I was standing in line in the department store earlier today. About 20 of us were in line, and I sit there and I'm always thinking, right? I'm always scheming. So I'm counting the people in line who has a mask on. This is what I do to entertain myself while I'm waiting. I saw four people wearing masks, and they were exactly as you described, Lincoln. They were virtue signaling. They had this pious look, they're holding their head up high. I'm wearing a mask. They're giving some glares to people that, I mean, 80% of the store was not wearing a mask. The employees have to wear it because they work there. And I'm going, you're doing yourself no good if you're in a store in line to buy something. If we were so dangerous to you, you would stay home and go online and you would purchase off the internet. Because you're in a store wearing a mask tells me that you don't believe the mask works. You want a virtue signal to us, like you said, how much of a good goy you are. You're a good citizen. You're a good conformist. You're obeying the rules, you know, and great. So you advertise that. You're a good little compliant world citizen, and nobody really cares. While they're doing that, the world goes on. The world still turns. And,
people.
Oh, I make fun of them all the time. I mean, I just laugh at them. And you see the whole families walk in. Everyone's wearing a mask. And you can tell, I just look at them and I go, Democrats. Automatic Democrats. It's what they are. And they love following government edicts. To them, the government they've been trained is God. And whatever God says, they must obey. That's their bottom line. You know, they don't think for themselves. It's about the government. The government says wear a mask, they'll wear a mask, and they'll like it and they'll enjoy it. Yep.
Yeah, we were at like last weekend I went and got my son, and we went to Subway and had dinner when I picked him up, and you know, it's funny. We go into Subway, and this is a smaller town where, like, literally, I mean, almost no one ever wears masks there, at all. And we go to Subway, and we're sitting here eating, and this, you can tell these are, like, some uppity, like, liberal family walks in, man, wife, two kids or whatnot, and they just got the mask, like, strapped on super tight and everything, and they go and they order their food, and they go sit down. And then when they go sit down, the masks come off so they can eat. But while they're standing in line ordering the food, everything is – even get up to go piss, like, the dude puts a mask on. it was bizarre. So, after we're done eating, my son goes to get a refill before we leave. So I just casually walk by him and I say – oh, that's right. You can only get it while you're standing up. You're safe while you're sitting down, I guess. And they look at me like, huh?
How dare you question us? How dare you question the government edicts that we're following? How dare you question our mentality, our thought process? Why, that's critical thinking, Lincoln. You can't be doing that. At Subway of all places. That's how they think about it, though. If you call them out, they give you that weird look like, I'm following the rules. I'm a good citizen. You're a bad citizen. No, you're just a moron. And that's really what it's all about. You just believe there's a certain segment of American population. They can have all the degrees. It's not about having college degrees. There's a thing called the educated fool. And there are some people that the more education they get, the more degrees they get, the stupider they get. It's called the Peter Principle, in the sense that these are people that they're overeducated, and they will say, well, I'm educated and you're not. I have 5 degrees from an accredited university. Oh, BS, who cares? It's just common sense. Like you said, it's like I'm in line. Today is 100 people in the department store. Everyone's 4 or 5 feet away from this family. They're in line to buy something, and I'm laughing, going to myself, going, you guys are, and they made a few comments. Like, you could almost hear them where they're saying, well, why isn't everybody wearing a mask? And going, because we got the memo, and you didn't. We read the memos. You haven't read the memos. So you're the problem, not us. Biden and Fauci want everyone to wear a mask because they want government compliance. They want you to comply. They think they're kings up there in their fiefdom. And again, it's to soften America up for eventual more draconian rules and laws and false flag operations and new Delta variants and new Omicron. They're all coming down the pike, and they want to soften you up. It's like when you take over a country, you want to soften it up first, right? And that's what they're getting America acclimated to, following orders, to complying to these mandates and edicts that they come out with. Every single week, a new government mandate. I mean, our government is really lusting after the power, and they've already said they want to be like communist China. They love the power that the communist Chinese have over 1 billion people. They say, wear a mask. The next morning, 1 billion people wear a mask. They don't like Americans that question them, question authority. We question everything. And to be honest with you, it's predominantly the white European Americans that question more of that stuff. Because we're like, no, we don't agree with you guys. Don't agree with you. And we'll fight you tooth and nail if we think you're out of line, if we think you're a moron, right? Just how it is, how we roll. And they don't like that. And so that's why they get in front of Congress and they go, well, the domestic terrorists are the ones that are not complying with us. They're the problem is what they say. We're the problem. So that's they already set the scene and set the stage. Go ahead, man.
Another topic, man, is seriously, brother, what in the hell is Donald Trump doing going on Bill O'Reilly's thing, Candace Owens thing, all these things? And, I figured it out, man. I thought about this a lot. I think Donald Trump's biggest enemy isn't the left. I think Donald Trump's biggest enemy and what's going to be his ultimate end, it's his own ego. He can't
yep.
simply say, you know, I made a mistake. I was wrong about this stupid vaccine. I made a mistake. I'm sorry. Hey, guys, I screwed up. No, he's got to double down, be the ultimate con man salesman and keep trying to sell this what he knows is bullshit because his ego won't let him get over the fact that he made a mistake. I really do believe that.
I agree with you, and I've said that to pretty much what you said. I think that Trump's his worst enemy is himself. And Trump, like I said, a smart Trump would have said, hey, I have a big ego. I know I'm a big, you know, I'm a big New York guy. I don't like to admit defeat. I get all that. I would tell him as his advisor, Mr. President, don't admit to anything. Don't admit to failure. Just stop talking about it. That's all you have to do.
Just stop talking about it.
Stop. Right. Shut the F up. When you're asked a question by the media, deflect it and blame Fauci, blame Biden, but don't you initiate anything. And he keeps saying, well, it's my vaccine. And he went, it's my vaccine. And if you don't take it, you're falling into their hand. I mean, dude. You're going to, I hate, you know, and we talked about this. I said, if he doesn't drop this, what did I tell you guys a few months ago? He's going to get heckled and booed off the stage. It's going to happen time and time again. It's going to happen a lot more because he is his own worst enemy here. Crazy.
They're already pissed off, like, I would say, like, probably 10% of his base, if not more, he already pissed off with his constant shit about platinum plans and first step acts and, you know, like lowest black unemployment every speed. He already pissed off, a portion of his base with nonstop that. He pissed off a portion of his base where he can't give a single speech about, you know, how much I love Israel. He already pissed off enough of his base, and now he's just doubling down. It's like he can't stop being a salesman. And now you're pissing off more people than you pissed off before because you won't shut up about the damn vaccine. Like, Trump. Can you not see the fact that your base doesn't want the shit, man?
That's right. Now, see, my thing with Trump is if I was his advisor, I would tell him, didn't you run, Mr. President, on freedom and on liberty? Okay, so shut the F up and give the people their freedom and liberty. Let them decide. You know, what the hell ever happened to my body, my choice? Right? Don't the Democrats always say, my body, my choice? Well, so can the Republicans, so can the right wing. My body, my choice. It's my choice if I want to take it. And if you feel by taking it, it makes you safer, great, more power to you. Go knock yourself out. In fact, don't take one or two boosters, take 5 or 10. I don't care as an individual citizen, a sovereign citizen of America. But when Trump goes, it's my vaccine, and I developed it. That's all ego that you're hearing, right? And I'm going, just shut up about it. Just don't stop talking about it. So I think he's lost 25% of his base. I'm a lot more severe on him in the sense that I think because of what happened first was he kept bringing, again, I get it. You're a politician. But you have to bring up, we had the lowest black unemployment. I get it. Bring it up at a few campaign stops. Absolutely. You're trying to win votes here. I'm a pragmatist. You're running for president, baby. Do it. But when you lost, stop, but don't talk about it at every campaign stop. Every chance you get. We get it. We heard you the first time. These guys think they're never heard. We hear you loud and clear. And it was too loud and clear because it pissed off a lot of people. It said, I don't see a lot of blacks, to be blunt, at the Trump rallies. I don't see them as your base, Mr. President. So why are you bringing up 13% of the population there's hardly any blacks at your Trump rallies? Let's be honest here, right? So it was a sea of white people, at least 90% white or white Hispanics that were there in those Trump rallies. There were some blacks, but not in the numbers he's talking about.
that did him in. And the and again, it's supposed to be MAGA, not MEGA, not make Israel great again, make America great again. He's a little too cozy with Israel. Israel has a right to exist and all that, but I would treat them like any other country, and I'll leave it at that. Third thing is the vaccine, the biggest thing. To me, that's done the most damage to him, is promoting the vaccine, promoting the booster, and not – and he's going to get booed a lot more. He doesn't quite get it yet. I've emailed him directly. Haven't heard a thing. I'm sure his advisors took it under consideration, but I just go, look, dude, you are hurting your base, and you will not win re-election the way you're going. You won't. And I will predict that right now. I don't care how bad the Democrat nominee is. Trump is really shot himself in the foot here. And if he does not do a 180, a complete turnaround on this vaccine issue, it's going to kill him, you know.
Did you see the interview that the president, the CEO of Gab, the interview that he gave recently with a girl named Lauren Witzke, when they were talking about why Trump isn't on Gab, even though Gab is a very large platform now. And did you see that interview by chance?
I have not seen it, but I've heard about it. Elaborate to us.
I mean, basically, the CEO of Gab is on there, and they ask him like point blank, like, why is, you know, you said that Trump had like the Trump campaign had demands that you had to meet before he would join your campaign. Like, what were those demands? And he just point-blank said it. You know, they just basically laid it out to me point-blank that, you know, Trump was happy to join Gab, but first I must, you know, make anti-Semitism or any questioning of Israel or foreign policy with Israel has to be banned, censored, shut down, and labeled as anti-Semitic hate speech. And I just simply won't do that. I mean, people, it's a free speech platform. We talk about everything on there. I refuse to do that. So therefore, Trump never refused to join because I wouldn't ban people for anti-Semitic speech.
Right, right. Yeah. It is. Yeah, that's a whole other can of worms. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean. Yeah,
complain about
cancel
culture. Oh, my cancel culture. But let's cancel anyone who questions Israel and you're America first. What?
That's right. I'm an America first guy. I could care less about any country. I tell that very verbatim. I don't care if it's Spain. I don't care if it's Bolivia. I don't care if it's New Zealand or Australia or little Israel or Montenegro or Russia. I treat them all the same, because to me, as the president, I would treat all the countries the same. I would not, except for, you know, of course, you're going to have, you know, cozy things with your allies, of course, or so-called allies, right? But other than that, the problem that America gets into is we start putting other countries' agendas in front of our own. And that's the big problem there. And that's why people don't want to see a real cozy relationship with Israel or any other country for that matter, any country. We have, in my view, let's take Israel out of the equation for a moment. We have way too cozy a relationship with communist China, where
absolutely
corporations in America are really wanting to instill a social credit score. Our government is way too cozy with communist China. You know, another thing, we have way too many Democrats, senators, and congressmen who are very cozy with how New Zealand and how Australia, white countries predominantly, are handling COVID. They love the draconian laws. They've talked about it. We have Israel, which is the most powerful lobby in America, and they love to downplay that, but I just call fact a fact. It's factual. I love to stay factual about these things, because as long as you stay factual, the truth always comes out. I mean, all these countries, but China to me is the number one offender. We do not want to be like China, and we don't want to be like Israel either. I don't want to be like Spain or Norway or Japan or any of those countries. America needs to be America, and that's what I've always been about. I don't like all this. I mean, there will always be foreign influence in America, but not. We have way too much foreign influence in our policies and our agendas. The UN's got way too much power over here. The UN, to the point where they feel they can usurp American law and impose Agenda 21, Agenda 30, and ram it down our throats. They're chomping at the bit to be invited in. You know, we have all these countries that are way too big for their britches, and I would slap them all down. All of them. Chop off their heads. You know, to me, they're nothing but a hydra, you know, a many-headed snake.
Right.
When I look at these foreign countries, the UN is a hydra. They should all be cut down to a size. The UN was set up to be there as a quiet, diplomatic thing. They're way too powerful, and they have way too much influence over our Senate and Congress and presidents. And, you know, I would send them all packing back home and shut that thing down. Just shut it down, the evil that comes out of that thing. And they can move it to wherever. We don't even need it in New York. Let Europe have it. Here we already have the Davos crowd, the European Economic Union. That's what I mean when I say it's not just about Israel. They're a big problem, but there's a lot of other countries and institutions that are bigger or if just as big problems. We have the World Economic Forum in Europe, but that Klaus Schwab idiot running around. We have the UN. We have the European Economic Union, which is always, casting threats at America. We have China. Every week, China and Russia give out threats to America, saying that they're going to nuke us. Every week from China and Russia, the last 6-7 months, China especially. We're going to sink your ships. We're going to nuke you. We're going to kill you. We're going to bury you. It's not just, you know, vitriol from the communist regime. They mean it. They want to do something. And, you know, we don't have a strong president at the helm who's America first. I wouldn't support anybody who isn't America first going forward. I don't care who they are, including Trump. And I mean that. If no one is America first, don't vote. You're better off just staying home. I mean that. It's like we've got to have America first candidates who are truly America first. No more of this lip service crap. So if they don't watch it, they're going to, you know, the Civil War that they keep talking about, or the Second American Revolution is going to happen. It's going to happen by accident. We're not going to do anything about it. We're peace-loving Americans. We don't want war. But at some point, there's a thing called the straw that breaks the camel's back in history, and it happens. It's going to happen when you don't expect it, when you least expect it. They always overplay their hand. And so that's where we're at, Lincoln, you know, at the cusp of a new year. But we're going to have a great Christmas, man, and enjoy you and your family and your son, and have a good time out there in Missouri, man.
Yeah, I actually have my son for the next 4 days. I'm very much enjoying that. He's actually sitting beside me listening to this call right now.
Nice. Well, we wish him well. Tell him to stay very strong in these days and weeks ahead, man.
Hey, one other thing I wanted to that everything I said was like completely off the theme of your show, which is Christmas. But I want to give you like
okay.
a little bit of food for thought because you like to you're a guy that likes to do research. I know some people in your audience are people that like to do research. So, you know, yeah, I'm very much a research guy. And so are, you know, some of the boys that I run with and Kat and people like that.
Sure.
So yeah, we did quite a bit of research over the last, you know, week or so with kind of a team. And, you know, I heard you play the song earlier, The Most Wonderful Time of the Year, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I know there's other songs like White Christmas, Happy Holidays, you know, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, Holly Jolly Christmas, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, like Frosty the Snowman, like, you know, basically every single Christmas song that you can possibly name that you hear on the radio that everyone knows they play in the stores and whatnot. Did you know that every single – ironic, this is food for thought. And if you don't – I don't want anyone to take my word for it. I want everyone to look it up for themselves. Every single one of those songs was written by a Jew, and Jews don't believe in Christmas or celebrate Christmas. They believe that Jesus Christ is burning in his own excrement, according to the Talmud.
Yeah, I've actually heard that before.
Isn't that weird?
I've actually heard that before. Isn't that funny? Well, you know, a lot of the Jews go into music and things of that nature. They're very talented, many of them. And look, if it makes them a buck or a few shekels, so what, right? But no, you're right about that. You're right about that. To me, if you produce a song that... Oh yeah, I actually heard. Yeah, you know, I know you're right about that. I have heard that before, but yeah, they're very big in, of course, Hollywood, right? The entertainment industry, i.e., music industry, and yeah. So, you know, everybody contributes in their own way, right? To the Christmas
the downfall
season.
Of our country,
so, yeah. We'll leave it at that. Lincoln, man, thanks for calling the show, and. You and your son have a great time out there. Merry Christmas to you, man. Happy New Year to you and yours and your troop out there and your soldiers. Love it. Hail victory, brother. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Hey, have a good night. Hail victory, brother. I'll be talking to you again soon.
You know it. Thanks, Lincoln. Have a good night, buddy. Take care.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Merry Christmas to everyone tonight. That's the one thing. If you want to piss off a liberal Democrat, just tell them Merry Christmas. Man, they just, you can tell right away, they just cringe. Like the Wicked Witch of the West, they just start to melt. Well, we are in serious overtime tonight. We're going to have to cut our calls a little short. We've got a couple more calls here on the board. I want to get them on the air. We lost one of them. We lost Breath the Surfer. But we will get Irish Pirate on for a couple of minutes. We don't have too much time. But Irish, I want you to come on. I want you to wish everyone a Merry Christmas on our Christmas special and a few words of wisdom. Irish Pirate, you're up.
I could do that. First of all, yes, absolutely, especially since it torques the left wing. Merry Christ Mass. Absolutely. Birth of Jesus, whenever it is, we're celebrating that. Yeah, we don't know what it is. We don't need to know. We just know that it needs to be celebrated, and we're definitely going to do that here. We're going to definitely do that in my home. We're definitely going to do that in the car. We're definitely going to do that on the radio. Matter of fact, I did some sound on that. But anyway.
Merry Christmas, y'all. Love it.
Absolutely. And just in case you want to keep things really, really, really simple out there, I did learn this week that you've got all these guys out there telling you that you can't have a life, you can't have a Merry Christmas. You know, there are famous names like that weird prime minister in New Zealand and Macron and Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos and
the cabal.
And Trudeau and Gruesome Newsom. You know, they all have one thing in common that I found out this week. They have one thing in common.
That?
They all took a class called Young Global Leaders. Young Global Leaders.
Yes.
It's a rename. But yeah, they were all in the same class. And who taught it? Klaus Schwab. He's the professor. And so
I was
going
to get to that tonight. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you want to know why they're lockstep? Because they all took the same class. It's just like Skull and Bones or all this other stuff that's out there that, you know, for example, Alex Jones, they had to videotape because nobody believed him. Well, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody was out there and actually said, hey, they all took the same class. Here it is. I'm going like, that makes total sense. So my Christmas will be a lot merrier because I know where the Grinches went. There's no doubt about it. And now that we know it's that simple, and then all these people are collaborating in business together, which originally was a business course, then now we know how this all works. And and so it's a whole lot easier to say, oh, I know why I'm not participating. Number one, I wasn't invited. That's the number one reason.
Right.
I mean, you want to make billions and billions and billions of dollars, first of all, next time include me. I might be able to help you.
Right.
If you're not going to do that, I don't want to play. I'm just not interested. I got other gifts and stuff around my tree I want to deal with, and I definitely, how do I want to say this? All I want for Christmas is not a jab. How about that? There's lots of other things to enjoy.
Yes.
And some of them, as you mentioned, have rum in them, and others of them have sugar in them, and others of them have clothing on. And whatever it is we choose to enjoy, that should be your Christmas. Me personally, like I said, it's also a Jesus thing, and it means something to me. And myself and Cacao Kelly, we will be caroling on Friday night. And it's primarily because it's at my church. I wanted to represent the church, which, you know, I'm not always there. I work on Sundays a lot and that type of thing. So they usually see me on the off night.
Will you be wearing, like, the British outfit with the top hat and cane?
I don't know. The T-shirt I got right now is pretty good. I just got this.
You should wear the top hat. It's kind of my, you know?
I've thought about it.
That'd be awesome,
man. I like this
one.
I like what my T-shirt says. It says,
you know, the puffy shirt.
Counterculture.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm going to wear my conservatism as a new counterculture shirt when I do it. To actually have a fundamental value and display it in public, that's got to send some people into a complete top spin. I mean,
English guy with the puffy shirt, the overcoat, the scarf, and the top hat, seen from the caroling book.
I could borrow a cutout from an overblown Monopoly game and look like that guy, the money bag.
That guy, the guy from Monopoly game. Mr. Top Hat, I call him, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, Mr. Moneybags. That'd be awesome, man.
Well,
a very Merry Christmas to you and yours. And I can't believe, this year flew by fast, man. And, I'm really glad.
They're trying to tell you how you can celebrate and when you can go out. And I got news for you, Bubba. I mean... Well, I've even told you, there's a whiskey company out there made from the combination of seven veterans who said that America should be making its own best whiskey called Lead Slingers.
Mm-hmm.
And I've told you, Von Weehand, if you and I get together and you want to crack that thing open, I'll give you the dibs. I mean, that's a very
yes.
They don't even sell it in Arizona. I had to go get that out of state.
Wow.
So. Yeah,
that can be arranged.
See what that tastes like one of these holidays.
Yes, that can be arranged. That can be arranged, man.
Yeah, because I don't do a whole lot of drinking myself, and when I do, it's rather ceremonial. So,
well, I only have ceremonial shots during the show. We only have it during the show.
I was a dealer in Vegas, and the Silver Nugget actually sprung for champagne for everybody that was in there, including the people working. That was one of the best nights I ever worked.
Love it.
Yeah, and I miss those days. I miss the days where, hey, if they're having a good time, they're making money, they didn't mind pouring a little party.
That's real America.
There.
Having fun, making money, having a good time. Exactly.
And
we have to get a better government and better leaders to be able to enjoy what's in our Constitution, which is the pursuit of happiness, right? The pursuit.
Hey, our government needs to take into account. Somebody else on a talk show brought up 21 United States Code 360, basically saying all the stuff that you guys are saying is viable for mandates only deals ironically with the people who are actually doing the work that the government is authorizing and not, for example, federal contractors. It clearly says the contractors aren't in this. And if you're using something that is authorized but in an unauthorized fashion, that's also not approved. And so we already know it's not approved. Because three, four people I know that their places of employment are telling them, we're thinking about that you have to, you know, give us your medical record status on a very specific stab. And it's like, well, wait a minute. Number one, be sure to let them know immediately in writing that that's a shock to your conscience. That's the first thing you need to do to set them up to the civil lawsuit. And then the second thing is ask them, okay, so you put your medical stuff, you know, my boss is trying to tell me, for example, I'd ask him, so just put your stuff up on like the internet or on the wall here in the office or, you know, let us all peruse that and see what we think of you that way. that everybody has to know everybody else's medical status so they can't work together. It'll be a lot of fun. I mean, you might need a drink then, but then again, it wouldn't be a holiday. Anyway. So,
it's called a cup of cheer during the holidays. Have a cup of cheer.
And I'm telling you,
Irish Thanksgiving,
we're
getting the clock here. Have a great night and Merry Christmas to you. And I will talk to you before the new year is out. I'm sure of it.
Okay, and here's my final thought. The laws of this country are the ones that say that Creator guy is the one that's in charge. If you look at the Articles of Confederation or Declaration of Independence, you're going to find 10 more jobs they gave him besides Creator, which is the only one that's in the Constitution. That's the reason for the season right there. It's the guy that made your laws. If you don't want to honor God directly, say, I'm glad I got what I got from my Constitution or from the Declaration or wherever you think you got it. I know who's in charge when they wrote it, and they very expressly didn't want to call that a democracy. That's why they developed a Congress. So, yeah, let's individually enjoy this holiday, but together.
Love it.
That's what I want.
Love it. Very true. Irish, thank you, man. My mouth is strong. Old Merry Christmas to you and yours. We'll talk to you soon, buddy, okay?
Good night.
Have a great night. Good night. Thank you, Irish. Words of wisdom there by Irish Pirate. I will sign off on the show with this. We wish you all a very Merry Christmas, of course. And in the new year, we will be sober. We will be fresh. We will be... We're always sober on the show. We're watching the news. We're watching what's happening. When the collapse accelerates at some future date, what's actually going to end up killing nice people isn't the violence per se, but the lack of mental readiness for violence, because they aren't mentally prepared for the violence that will be unleashed on the cities and towns of America. The financial system suffers disruptions. We have a dollar collapse, God forbid, or the supply chain further deteriorates. They will have no real capacity for self-defense or preparedness. This show, this past year, we have talked about preparedness on many, many fronts, and we want everyone to be prepared, and that is the name of the game. On top of that, have a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Happy holidays to all. Wish everyone a safe and merry holiday season. Have fun out there. Be festive. Have fun. We'll talk again very, very soon. Take care and good night.